Did you play against Peter Hudson
I
in
just
your
saw
first
that come
year?
through. I don't know that I did. I don't think I did. What year did he finish playing, Peter Hudson?
I don't know, 77 maybe? We need Sir Swamp Thing. The suggestion is you may have played against him in your first year and then Paul Hudson later in. You would have played against Paul, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember playing against Peter Hudson.
We'll have our people go and have a look at it because we've got to get to our next guest. And he is the captain, co-captain of the Carlton Footy Club. And he, as much as any footballer, would be wanting the restart given that he's missed too much footy over the past couple of years. Sammy Doherty joins us. Welcome, Sam.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Good to talk to you, mate. How's the body? How are you feeling? What's it been like? All those questions that we've been asking for too long now, given there's been no footy, but we're interested nevertheless.
No, I'm going really well. Back training on Monday, which was really good to get back and just to be around a few of the boys for a bit. And rather than doing your session just by yourself or with one other person, you had another six or seven. So we got a bit more footy out, which is a lot better than just running around Noble. So, no, it's exciting times. We're back. So it's you can see the finish line now. We can see footy's nearly back and we can see games nearly back, which is an exciting time for a player, that's for sure.
Is there any chance at all that this could have been good for you, given you know, you've missed so much footy, did a big pre-season, you get one good hit out. I know 7 or 8 weeks is a bit of a stretch, but was there a chance for you to reassess and just see how the body was tracking?
The preparation was so good through the pre-season that I was ready to go round one, but the time off, obviously giving the body just a bit of time to have a bit of a rest after the pre-season, but... saying that, we had to train bloody hard over our break by ourselves to maintain our fitness and make sure that we came back ready to go, because we knew we weren't going to have a whole heap of time until we started to play games. So we had to come back completely ready to go to start training so we can get some good loads in before we run out there in round two.
Hey, Sam, you spent a bit of time in the coach's box while you were on the sidelines injured. Are you going to be like a playing coach now when the game resumes?
Well, I'll probably just be a leader. That's probably essentially what a playing coach is these days. It's leadership's so important in today's footy, and I definitely think that I provide that when I'm playing. So that's the exciting thing about getting back playing footy. I don't like being viewed as a coach as much as it was fun for a couple of years. It's much better playing the game, and I'm excited to get back out there. Regardless, we've got a really hungry group that's ready to attack this year, and the circumstances have been a bit different, but we're pretty excited as a footy team.
Hey, Sam, did you think a lot about leadership before your injury, before that time you spent on the sidelines, or do you think a lot more about it while you're on the sidelines? And did it instruct you in any way to be a better leader when you came back?
The two prior years before I got injured, I really started to get a real thirst for leadership and learning about it. I was already in the leadership group at that stage, so I had aspirations, but it wasn't probably... Once I had my injury, that sort of gave me a good time to reassess what type of leader I am and how I can be better. And there's a lot of stuff that I can do, stuff which I really got to work at for a couple of... it was a good stepping stone and a good to get out of my time off. And first and foremost, as a leader, you've got to perform and... you got to get your job done on game day, so that obviously comes as playing. So that's the exciting bit at the moment. I get that. Hopefully, the work that I've done off field assists me in that role.
Hey, we always think the experienced players, such as yourself, you know, would have had a good handle of what they needed to do during that 7 or 8 weeks when they were on their own or training in, you know, in twos. What about the younger guys? First year, second year? I mean, Brodie Kemp was a highly rated kid that you've taken. Sam Phillip, those sorts of blokes. How have they been able to cope during this off period?
We're really lucky as a footy team that we've got Andrew Russell as our high performance manager. He put a really good program in with a really good explanation of why we did everything. So guys had an understanding of what they were actually trying to get out of the session. So most of the boys trained in twos, and we encouraged that as much as we could, so that there's someone to keep each other accountable with. And we had everyone was checking in. We had small groups that worked pretty close together, which I thought worked really well, rather than trying to get across everyone in the team. There was a sort of a small group that you tried to get across, and that worked really well. But in the end, it's part of being a professional footballer is being able to get your job done and get your program and make sure you do it to the best of your ability, so that inevitably when you do come back to training, you don't miss a beat. And the difference with this one is guys knew that if they didn't get their program right over the break, they weren't going to have the time to get themselves ready for inevitably what was a game in 3 weeks. So there was an added incentive on that.
And Matty Cruiser, to that end, the other end of the spectrum, been around long enough, hurt himself in the first game. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going pretty well. I spoke to him the other day. He's obviously not doing a whole heap at the moment. He's just resting and recovering. He's got a newborn at home, so to keep him flat out when he's sitting down, won't be able to escape it. So no, but he's going really well. We're hopeful that he might be able to get a late season return, but it's sort of, as with most injuries, you just have to wait and see and make sure that all the recovery ticks off and all the steps that he needs to go through, he can tick off. But going really well other than that.
Any soft tissue injuries yet at Carlton? We've been led to believe that the Melbourne Storm have warned everybody about coming back to full-time training and pushing yourselves harder than you've done in a period of time. Have you sustained any of those injuries yet at Carlton?
No, none at the footy club. We Andrew Russell gave us a really intense last probably 2 week block before we knew we were coming back, so that we can come in train as ready as we could. So the boys are looking really good, and it's exciting as a leader knowing that all the guys did their program to a really high ability and have got their body in good condition so that we can attack these 3 weeks and get a good crack at round two.
Are you looking forward to the contact training next week?
I'm just looking forward to getting some footy back. Contact training is part of footy and part of what we love. We love competing, and it's probably been one of the things that I've really missed over the last 8 weeks is competing against my teammates and competing against opposition. So any step we can get back to playing full footy, I'm pretty excited about, to be honest.
Good to talk to you, Sammy. The members have been fantastic as well, as is a lot of AFL supporters have stuck with their footy clubs, and the Blue Baggers have done particularly well, we're told.
Yeah, no, our members have been absolutely outstanding. We've had a growing membership base over this time, which shows how much our members care about the footy club, and inevitably they are the lifeblood of our club. So thank you to everyone that has signed on, and it's a journey we've all been on, and everyone's sort of going through their own bits and pieces at the moment, but to have their support, absolutely amazing.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate, and good luck when it does get underway.
Thank you very much, lads.
Sammy Doherty, co-captain, Carlton Footy Club. He did some work with us, ACN Footy, last year, Wispy. Some
good
commentary stuff. Very good. Yep. Absolutely outstanding. So they're in very good hands from a leadership point of view. Now, you did play against Peter Hudson, Wisp. I've just had a look at it.
Right.
Round 11, 1977. What did Hutto? Let's see how Hutto went. He kicked 8. Had a lazy 8, Hutto. 16 kicks, 8 marks, 2 handballs for 8 goals.
You'd think I'd remember that, wouldn't you?
So at the Wisp. Wisps had the 6 kicks, the 1 handball.
I remember that game. I sacrificed my game. I played a decoy. I played a decoy half forward that game. And you're familiar with the decoy role because we talked about that yesterday.
Don't get nasty just because it didn't fall out as well as you would have liked. I'll try and find a better example. Neil Barham's going to join us next from the Tigers.